Hello everyone, and welcome to the Commander's Forge. My name is Andy Bentley, and the Forge is an area for me to talk about Magic, Commander, and anything else as I try and make it through this crazy messed up world. Now, I have kind of taken a step back from Magic for a little bit because I'm just trying to get stuff ready for Minneapolis, and, well, that's really it. I haven't really been paying attention to Twitter or anything like that. And honestly, I've just kind of been ignoring the internet in general because I've just been tired and working and, you know, that whole rigmarole. So I don't really have all that much to talk about at the moment. The March of the Machine pre-release was this weekend, but I've been fighting a massive headache for the last few days, so I'm not participating in that. And yeah, honestly, I've just been kind of retreating into books for the last week or so. But regardless, with everything going on with me and anything else going on, I hope people did enjoy their times at pre-release and got to have fun with friends and all that jazz. I just was not up for it. And I did apologize to my cousin, who is my normal two-headed giant partner. I couldn't do it. They said, Magic continues, even though I took a short little break from it. And that break is probably going to persist through much of this month, just while I get stuff settled for Minneapolis. But yeah, enough about that. I don't have anything else, so I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we're going to talk about a deck that I have been revisiting. I'll be right back. Hey, I just want to take a minute to tell you about my Patreon. I know times are hard for everybody, and I know it isn't easy to shuffle around bills and stuff, believe me, I know that. But if you would like to help support the podcast and me, you can find the links to my Patreon in my link tree, which is always put into the description of either the video or the audio, wherever you're listening to it. It would really mean the world to me. Honestly, I'm just struggling to make ends meet most weeks, but that's it. That's all. If you want to help, the links will be where you can find them. And welcome back. Now, in the first little bit, I did talk about how I've kind of taken a step back from Magic, but that doesn't mean that I'm not doing stuff with Magic. So, yeah. Like, I'll still fidget with cards and stuff whenever I feel like it. And with such, I have a deck that I have changed some things in and I kind of want to talk about. The commanders for this check is Helana and Alana Partners, which is a red and green for a 2/3 human ranger. They have first strike and reach, and at the beginning of combat on your turn, put X +1/+1 counters on another target creature you control, where X is Helana and Alana's power. That creature gains haste until end of turn. So originally I just built this as like big dumb green stuff, and some of that did persist. So, we do have some stupid stuff like Herd Baloth, which is 3 green-green for a 4/4 beast, but whenever one or more +1/+1 counters are put on the Herd Baloth, you make a 4/4 beast. Stuff like Galta Primal Hunger, which is 10 green-green for a 12/12 Elder Dinosaur, costs X less, where X is the total power of creatures you control. It has Trample. Colossal Dreadmaw, which is 4 green-green for a 6/6 Dinosaur with Trample. Rust Goliath is a 10-mana 10/10 construct. It has reach and trample, or you can prototype it for 3 green-green, and it then becomes a 3/5. Molten Monstrosity is 7 and a red for a 5/5, but it costs X less to cast, where X is the greatest power among creatures you control. It has trample. You get the main basis of just big, dumb green creatures and things similar. But I did want to talk about some of the ways I wanted to play around the commander's ability. So up first we have Hydra's Growth, which is 2 and a green for an enchantment aura. Enchant creature, when it enters the battlefield, you put a +1/+1 counter on the enchanted creature. But more importantly, at the beginning of your upkeep, double the number of +1/+1 counters on the enchanted creature. So this is a way to continuously, well, increase however many counters she's going to throw on a creature. Or they, because technically there's two of them. Roaring Earth is 1 and a green for an enchantment. Whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, you put a +1/+1 counter on target creature or vehicle you control. It also has channel for X green green to discard the Roaring Earth to put X +1/+1 counters on target land you control. It becomes a 0/0 green spirit creature token with or creature with haste. It's still a land. And Hardened Scales, a single green for enchantment. If one or more counters will be placed on a creature you control, that many +1/+1/+1 counters I put on that creature instead. For the most part, even at their base of having two power, this means instead of just putting two counters on a thing, they put three counters on a thing. Then, next up we have things that want to pick up the counters that we have throwing around. First up is one that doesn't work with the commanders in the way that people want it to work with the commanders, but it does in a roundabout way. And that is Sir Farron the Hengehammer. It is green-green for a 2/2 human knight. When Sir Farron the Hengehammer attacks, another target attacking creature gets +X/+X till end of turn, where X is Sir Farron's power. So, since her ability is an attack trigger, and the abilities of the commander is a beginning of combat trigger, they will not see each other. But you can pump Sir Farron with the ability from your commander, making them a 4/4. Then they can attack and give something else +4/+4, so it's just a good way to get some damage through. Next up, we have Krenko, Tin Street Kingpin, for 2 and red, is a 1/2 goblin. Whenever Krenko, Tin Street Kingpin attacks, put a +1/+1 counter on it, then create a number of 1/1 red goblin creature tokens equal to Krenko's power. So, in the normal course of a game, without any extra counters, he, you know, makes 2, then 3, then 4, but if you play him, and then play your commanders the next turn, you know, he goes to combat after you put the 2 counters on him. He's now making 4 goblins with that first attack. So, you know. Another fun one to abuse is Fertilid. 2 and a green for a 0/0 elemental. It enters with 2 +1/+1 counters on it. You can pay 1 and a green to remove a +1/+1 counter from Fertilid, and target player searches their library for basic land card, puts it onto the battlefield tapped, and then shuffles their library. And then, yeah. Honestly, that's kind of the whole premise of the deck there. I don't really need to go into anything else much more, because it's just a bunch of random big green creatures. And I know this week's episode is going to be very, very short. A large reason for that is I do still just not feel right. So with that, I am going to draw this to a close. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. And goodbye. Thank you for listening. All of my links can be found in my link tree in the description below. I would like to thank Ian Foss and Cody Mulpey of the band The Crypt for allowing me to use music for my opening and ending, along with Nate and Erica Jacobs for making my original logo. And I would also like to thank Christina McNichol for creating my new logo. And I'll see you next time.